这样的诗歌之后讲道很困难的。
This makes it difficult to translate.
所以当我们讲不出来的时候，我们就说大家平安。
If we can't continue, we just say, "May peace be unto you."
我也不知道为什么，我记得以前焦牧师、李牧师、庄牧师都没有讲台上台都说大家平安。
Really? All our previous senior pastors, when they came on, they never said, "May peace be unto you."
你知道这句话事实上很空的一句话。
This is, these are pretty empty words, you mean?
Yeah. Taliban 把走到一个小学校，把100多个孩子机枪扫死。
The Taliban terrorist killed more than 130 children in the elementary school.
你说我不要到Afghanistan, 我不要到阿富汗去，我躲到澳洲的森林喝杯咖啡总可以吧？
You said perhaps I will never go to Afghanistan, but can I just hide out in the chocolate cafe in Sydney, Australia?
也可能会遭殃。
And you can still, you might still have dangers.
我躲到加拿大的总理府总是安全吧。
Maybe if I take refuge in the presidential palace in Canada, would that be okay?
或者美国白宫当总统总是不错。
Maybe it's okay to be a president of the United States and hide out in the White House.
哎呀，美国的 Sony 演一场电影啊，也要被骇客啊偷去，而且一阵子乱打。
Well, it turns out the movie produced by Sony was hacked by hackers and end up with some violence.
所以我说，大家平安这句话是空话。
So be peace unto you seems to be pretty empty.
我知道现在你已经很没有平安了，请你站起来读圣经。
If you feel your lack of a peace in your mind, I want to ask you to rise and we can read the scriptures together.
我们有几张的幻灯片。
We'll use several slides.
我们第一张我跟你们一起用中文，第二张用英语，好不好
？So the first one will be read together in Chinese, and second one will be.In English.
在路加福音第二章第一节是这样，一起来。当那些日子，该撒雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。Verse 10.
Now in English. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold.I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布，头戴马槽里，那就是记号了。
And suddenly, there was the angel and multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill were toward them.
主在这个伟大的宣告的时候，主我们势立在你的面前。
Lord, in front of this tremendous announcement, we stand before you.
在至高之处，荣耀归于你。
May glory to God in the highest.
让在地上平安归给你所喜悦的人。
And the peace on earth.Will be given to the man of your favor.
是的，但愿这样的平安今天临到我们。
Yes, indeed. And we ask for such a heavenly peace to be upon us.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
英文堂在讲旧约，中文堂用最后这几个礼拜讲到路加福音所记载的五首诗歌。
Our English ministry has been preaching about Old Testament, where in the Chinese ministry we've been using the book of Luke, Gospel according to Luke, preach about the coming of Christ.
我把它列在这边，你说一看只有四首啊。
So I make the list of them. There are four such topics.
那这就是读圣经的好题目。路加福音第一章、第二章，你再找找看，应该还有。
If you look up the Luke chapter 1 and 2, you're going to find them.
这五首的古诗是路加医生特别的收集。
There are actually five such hymns. These are collections by Luke.
这五首歌是旧约的夜莺之歌。
The five are the singing the praises from the Old Testament collection from Old Testament.
The song from Old Testament, the nightingale song, 也是新约的清晨歌咏。
It is also the morning hymns or morning praises from the New Testament.
诗歌让人共鸣。
The hymns make you to resonate.
诗歌让人里面有感受。
The hymn make you to feel from your inner being.
这几首诗歌高的能够好像碰到神的宝座。
In highest of these hymns, it can touch the throne of God.
深入在神的心，也在人的心里面。
In the depth, it reaches God's heart and your heart.
但是常常我们觉得是一个诗歌，大概是一个虚构的东西。
Sometimes when we think of hymn notes, we think they are pretty vague.
所以我盼望能够回头走到这个诗，这个路加福音的原作，路加福音的作者，他怎么样，为什么来写路加福音
？So I'd like to ask you to return to the authorial intent by Luke. Why did he write it this way?
路加福音的一开始的开宗明义在第一章头三节。
The reason why Luke wrote the gospel according to Luke is summarized in the first three or four verses of the book.
他说他写给一个对象叫做提阿菲罗大人。
He wrote this book to a particular individual. The name of that person is called Theophilus.
是一个很神秘的人物，不晓得他是谁。
It's actually a mysterious person because no one knows his background.
但是他写给他，他说因为有好多人提笔作书。
He wrote it to him because he said because there are many have undertaken.To draw up or to write up an account of all the things.
述说在我们中间发生的事情。
The things that have happened among us.
所以这个路加在记载路加福音后面的事，他说已经有人笔传。
So what Luke is about to write about has already been by someone has already undertaken the task to write them up.
是一些历史的事实，要是他要写下来。
They are the historical facts. He wanted to take the task to write them down.
接着他说是就是照着传道的人从起初亲眼看见的。
He said it's from those who have actually eyewitnesses those and written them down and hand them down to us.
这些目击者的新闻让这些人成为一生传道的人 the servant of the word.
So because of what they have actually eyewitnessed.So they become the servant of those words.
所以有身传，有言传。
So they preach by their physical being and by their words.
接着路加医生说，这些事我既从头都考察，详细考察了。
And Luke then said, those things I have studied very carefully, I have investigated everything very carefully from the beginning.
我盼望在我们在座的许多做科研的，这是不是你做科研的方法，做 research?
So many of us in scientific research, isn't this the same attitude you should take?
就他做过这些科研之后，他说我就定义按照次序写给你们。
Therefore, after I have conducted this careful investigation, I'm going to write it down in an orderly fashion.
我不请你们举手，有我们中间有谁写过博士、硕士论文哈
？I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand that whether you have written a thesis before.
可能很少人没有写过，会很不好意思。
I don't want to embarrass those who have not done.
这个是路加的论文呐、啊。
This is actually the thesis of Luke.
而且他有个目的，目的要照你知道你所学之道是事实是确实的。
His purpose is to tell you whether those recordings are true or not.
我们今天的诗班，我们会众在敬拜的时候，我们唱的诗歌是一个信息，是一个真实历史发生的事实。
So what was presented by our choir were a historical account. Things had actually happened in history.
路加当年记载这五首名诗是讲一个这样的事实的记载。
So when Luke recorded these five hymns, they were historical account of what had actually happened in history.
好，现在我们可以来看路加福音第二章。
Now let's go back to Luke chapter 2.
那边说到当那些日子，凯撒雅古士都是罗马的皇帝。
So Caesar Augustus was a Roman emperor.
他下诏叫全天下的人都报名上册。
He has sent a decree that everyone should come to census to register themselves.
那长老呢，就用我们中文的圣经的翻译，但英文的圣经说他们报名上册干什么？报税。
The reason for you to record yourself to in today it's called a census is for the purpose of collecting tax.
他说到一个罗马的巡抚，他当政的时候头一次。报名上册，我特别把那个税字报名上税。
So the purpose, the governor of Syria, in fact, made this decree is for the purpose of collecting taxes.
我们老中听到上税了，谈到钱就伤感情了。
Yeah, it's a kind of hurts your feeling when you talk about money.
而且不但要你报税，而且你要大家回到你的老家。保到你的老乡去报税。
Not only you need to register for the purpose of giving taxes, paying taxes, you have to return to where you were from or your home country, hometown.
潘文松回上海去报税。
文松 has to return to 上海 to pay his taxes.
小丹回大连去报税。
And likewise.
Peter 回台湾报税。
Peter.
而且更奇怪的。好，这个不是犹太人说的，是一个罗马的皇帝下的命令。
The decree was not from a Jew, but rather from a Roman Empire.
意思说，我今天我们老中能够领会的是说，啊，皇后卫，日本天皇吩咐你回中国报税。
Maybe if you are a Chinese, but the Japanese emperor order you to go back to Japan to pay tax.
张永江，你回浙江报税是日皇而且军阀说的。
Someone else order you to go back to China to pay tax.
我想我们里面相当的热血沸腾啊。
Perhaps you're very angry about this decree.
是老爷跟他拼了。I'm going to fight with him. 这是这样的一个罗马皇帝。
Now here comes the picture of this Roman Empire. No, not a picture. It's a picture of a statue of the Roman Empire.
他叫奥古斯都，他的奥古 Augur 我去年讲过，是一个占卜官，是一个 diviner.
Augustus came from a
Augur.
Augur, yeah.
所以这个人不光是一个政治的领袖，军事的领袖。
Not only he's a political and a military leader,
他是控制人心里面连你的敬拜，连你的信任，他都要控制的。
So he's also a person. He wants to control your mind and your heart.
在他当政的时候，罗马变成皇帝专政的时代。
He was the first Roman emperor. Roman has devolved. Roman Republic was dissolved, become a dictatorship.
所以在他的任内时候，他的军权、他的政权叫你去回老家报税、上税的时候，你没有什么选择。
Because he was a dictator, so whatever he ordered, and you have no choice.
但是这般。亡国奴的以色列人
Those Jews, they were people without a country.
他们收到这样的命令。
They received such an order.
你所听见的是一个受压的民族在里面呻吟。
It's the moaning of an oppressed people.
马加比已经起来革命。
Maccabees has risen, in fact, failed at that time.
已经被收拾了
of his revolution.
所以他们只能乖乖的听话。
So the people just have to obey the order.
但是他们想到当年他们伟大的领袖摩西带他们从埃及的奴役里面出来的时候。
Then they remember as Moses brought them from slavery from Egypt.
在摩西最后要过世之前，他说神要兴起一位先知像摩西。
Before Moses passed the baton, and he has said, has quoted from God, it says, God will raise them a new prophet.From among the brothers.
在他们民族受压的时候，他们一直在期盼一个像摩西这样的伟大的 deliverer， 一个拯救主带他们出来。
During the time this tremendous oppression, they were looking forward to see this deliverer from among their brothers.
在主前500多年的时候，当他被掳归回到残破的耶路撒冷。
For about 500 years before Christ, when they returned from the exile from Babylon to Jerusalem,
神再次建造先知，马拉基说这样的话。
Then God used prophet Malachi to say the following.
三章一节，他说耶和华，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在他的前面预备道路。
He said, God said, I will send my messenger, he shall be preparing the way before me, O God.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
The deliverer or the Messiah you've been waiting for will appear suddenly.
这位立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
This person who established the covenant between people and the God will come suddenly.
他们经过几十年在巴比伦，在马代波斯的铁蹄底下。
So for many, many years, they live under the tyranny of Babylon and Persian.
当神的先知讲这样的话的时候，他们全心的在等待这位立约的使者。
So when God's prophet made such a declaration, they've been waiting for the messenger of the covenant, of their covenant to appear.
罗马的暴政,
the tyranny of Romans,
神选民的声音,
the groaning of the chosen people.
接下来的神将近500年, 400多年的沉默,
what follows at 400 to 500 years.Of silence.
没有先知再来讲话。
There's no longer prophets to speak to them.
也看不见这位我们所等待的要到哪里才来到。
They have not seen this promised messenger.
天上的声音言犹而在耳。
Although those voices from heaven still remained in ringing in their ears.
地上的政权依旧犀利。
Yet, the oppressive power from the foreign countries still standing on top of them.
这个时候，路加记载，在旷野的伯利恒的野地里面，有一班牧羊的人晚上按根守夜根在看羊。
At this time, as Luke recorded, even though in the desert, the shepherds were attending their flocks.
忽然间有主的使者站在他们旁边，你记得一个使者站在他们的旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，他们应该很高兴。 No， 他们害怕的不得了。
And lo and behold， a God's messenger， a God's sended person， or an angel， a single person suddenly appeared with lots of glory surrounding， and they were very afraid。
我相信那一天那个天使大概不是我们看的图画上的要胖胖的光着身子带着两个小翅膀那种样的天使。
It was not a baby angel.
那个天使带着他的荣光来到的时候，牧羊人吓坏了。
The angel carried the glory of God that made the shepherds afraid.
在路加的记载说，那天使没有讲名字。
The Gospel Luke did not record the name of the angel.
对他们说不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
The angel only said, fear not, for behold, I bring you a good news of great joy.
有很多人猜想这个天使应该是有名字叫做加百列。
Many would guess the name of this angel to be Gabriel.
因为就在路加这段记载的前面，这个加百列天使曾经跟撒加利亚显现，曾经跟玛利亚显现。
Because it was recorded before this happening that the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and appeared to Mary.
他在跟撒加利亚跟玛利亚显现的时候带来和平的快乐的消息。
When he appeared to Mary and to Zechariah, he brought on a news of peace.
但是加百列不是经常这样子的。
But Gabriel is not always the one to bring.
你想到在但以理书的时候，他跟但以理显现的时候，他但以理看见加百列浑身都没有力量。
If you recall in the book Daniel, when Gabriel appeared to Daniel,Daniel fell completely to the floor without any strength.
所以他碰见玛利亚的时候说不要害怕。
So when he appeared to Mary, he says, do not be afraid.
你去检查身体。
Go check yourself out.
Physical checkup.
Physical checkup.
医生说嗨。你吓一大跳。不要害怕。
Do not be afraid because you're pregnant.
Oh, 当医生跟你说不要害怕的时候，我们就怕得要死，是后面是下要讲什么。
When doctor tells me do not be afraid, I guess I should not be afraid.
像我们这个年纪，很久人都没有告诉我们要不要怀孕的事情了。他在天使说因为今天在大卫的城里面为你们生了为的生的救主就是主基督。
The angel says, in the city of David, a savior is born. That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
地点是在一个大卫的君城一个悠久的古城里。
Was born in the city of David.
但是却有一个对比是在伯利恒的旷野。
But it's in the desert of Bethlehem.
那是荒郊野地。
It's in the wilderness of Bethlehem.
对象不是皇帝不是贵族不是法利赛人乃是一般名不见经传的牧羊人。
He was not talking to an emperor or Pharisees or any of the priests, but he was talking to shepherds.
有一个天使来讲话。
One messenger or one angel spoke.
他们的反应是害怕的要命，怕的要命。中国人说。
And they were so afraid in the mega magnitude.
The 天使来安抚他们。
The angels are here to comfort them.
跟他们讲一个信息是关乎万民的。
Tell them.A news is concerns all people.
有些时候我想一想，犹太人只有他们自己是上帝的选民，是不是？
Jews always regard themselves as the only people they're chosen by God.
犹太人啊，有没有种族歧视？有没有？
Do they have race discrimination? I guess so.
非犹太人、外邦人是像什么一样？
狗。
像 dogs 一样
the Gentiles are like dogs or pigs.
中国人歧视不歧视？
Are we discriminating? Oh yeah, we are very much.
Yeah. 你稍微多问几下子，歧视的厉害。
We are the bad bad example offender.
我们听见的，路加要记载的，应该是有个大喜信息，关乎我们犹太人的。
So the shepherds were probably expecting the good news is concerns of all Jews.
还好没有传给你们上海人哦。
The good thing it was not telling the Shanghainese.
否则我们江北人就没希望了。
If so, then the people who live northern of Yangtze River would have no hope.
前几天听王帆讲，多少年前，北京人到上海还被歧视啊。
OK
现在北京人带了大笔的马克马克到上海，大家都鞠躬作揖啊。
Well, you know, you'll be regarded well if you bring a lot of money.
所以他尊敬的是你的钞票，不是你呀。
So a lot of time people respect your money, your pocket, not yourself.
好，你知道我的重点是关乎万民的。
You know my point. The point is, it's for all people.
是犹太的一个医生的记载，是关乎万民的。
犹太的医生不对，
路加好。那他的记载就已经越过犹太人的思想。
Recorded by Luke, he actually is a half Jew and half Greek, and that has already transcended upon a single race.
我知道我的时间有限，所以那个孩子有什么记号留在圣诞夜角。
The sign, there's a sign of the child was born, where you can find him, and that will be kept, be left for Christmas Eve to preach.
刚刚是一个天使。
There was only one angel.
在十三十四节那个天使的宣告的时候，忽然间有一大堆的天使。
Yet when the announcements from the angels were made,It was a multitude of angels.
是数不过来的许多许多的天使。
A multitude means many, many of them are difficult to count.
他们的信息是至高之处荣耀归给神。
Their message was, may glory to the highest.
他说到地上的平安归给他所喜悦的人。
May glory be to the highest. May peace be on earth to those who are in God's favor.
我知道英文不同的版本不一定是这样翻译的。
There are different versions of translation, of course.
我们中文的圣经和合版也有说古卷说喜悦归于人。
There are other versions will say the peace will be unto earth to all people.
刚刚诗班我们在唱的时候，天使唱的那个 Gloria Excelsis 那个字说到至高之处归给神。
Just like what choir was singing, the glory is to the highest in Excelsis.
我现在浓缩到一个结论。
I will condense it the whole thing into a single conclusion.
这边不是一个廉价的，不是顺嘴说的，叫做大家平安。
It is not a very casual peace to you.
这边说到一个与神和好。
This talks about a peace with God.
说到一个健康。
Talk about the well-being or health.
说到一个真正的平安。
A real inner peace.
但是不是随便讲的，是有一个条件。
It is not just a casual greetings. It does have a condition.
看这个人是不是愿荣耀我所有的身份，我所有的名望，我所有的好处是归给那至高之处的神。
It is to those who are willing to give the glory, give everything to God in the highest.
在我们的福音班、慕道班里面有让人这样的问题：你们的神好自我，就喜欢人家跟他赞美啊，他就高兴啊。
Some would argue by saying, "Is you have a very selfish God? He likes for you to praise him and him only."
你有没有问过这样的问题
？Have you ever asked such a question?
你有没有看过一个帅哥看一个美眉
？Have you ever seen a handsome man and a beautiful woman?
你看见的时候说 ，"Wow, you are da 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 da."
What?
You're beautiful.
Oh, and you are beautiful.
是不是他有了你的赞美跟批评之后，他就呼一下变成很漂亮
？They are beautiful. Is that because you give them the praise?
啊，不过先生要常常跟太太这样讲。
A husband should say that to their wives.
像我们长老的太太，像我的太太，就每天越来越漂亮。
Thank you.
是把一个真实的真相，它本来就是荣耀的。
The real being, himself is glorious.
但是 这么漂亮的人会嫁给我。
Such a beautiful person can marry an ugly frog like me.
我就要把荣耀归给他。
So I give my glory to her.
我相信我们站在这个圣洁、荣耀、尊贵、全能的神面前，那个荣耀整个像全光谱的那个强光射出来。
So as we stand before this glorious God, His glory is filled the entire spectrum.
所以你问那个问题，就表示你没有看过。
You ask that question is because you never realize or never seen the glory.
凡是见到神的荣耀，见到神的恩典，见到神的爱，见到他十字架的救恩的人，说我们要至高之处，荣耀归给他。
For those who have seen His glory, have experienced His grace on cross, will give all the glory.
甘心情愿
with the, from the bottom of our heart.
我的一生的生命
to give up all my life.
不用去做别的事情
There's nothing else matter to me.
我任何其他的事情都是副业，唯有服侍主是主业。
Only serving the Lord is my main purpose. Everything else is like a moonlight job.
不是我勉强的，别人这么说我也说的，而是我全心把至高之处荣耀归给他。
It is not something someone has told me to do or to say. It is from the bottom of my heart.
平安一定临到你。
Peace will be unto you.
因为你跟造物主有了平安。
Because you have peace with the Creator.
否则我们所说的平安，哎呀，奥巴马总统一通过 $1.1 trillion， 把我就吓死了。
Why is that a peace?
我就没有 ，I lost my peace.
So when U.S. government, when President Obama passed the $1.1 trillion budget, I lost my peace.
前两三个礼拜我在讲台上说现在油价掉，哎，股市好啊。
A few weeks ago I was talking about the falling of the oil price and the rise of a stock value.
我希望我们中间的有钱人没有匆匆忙忙去买股票。
I hope you're not rushing out to try to buy those stocks.
因为前几天掉得一塌糊涂哈。
Because then the stock price will fall again.
你好平安，因为你没有钱在里面啊。
You feel peace because you own no stocks.
有钱的，在股票里面，股市咚咚咚咚往上涨，你的心也咚咚咚咚往上涨，对不对
？Your heartbeats go up and down according to the rise and fall of the stock.
股票一跌的时候呢
？Stock market. When the stock market fall,
饭也吃不下了。
And you lose your appetite.
哎呀，太太叫先生吃饭。哎呀，你看看你还不来，你到底现在几点了？你知道不知道？
不知道。
What time it is that? 那先生说现在将近18000点。
So what point are you talking about? Well, it's about 1,000.
18,000. Dow Jones.
No, that's too high.
17 something. You don't know.
17, I do know.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不，那个不是平安。
That's not the real peace.
真正的平安。认识神，接受他的救恩，跟他相合，你剩下来的是必然的条件，必然的结果。
必然结果。So, be peace with God to receive salvation, and you will receive the real inner peace.
今天这就是大喜的信息。
This is the good news today.
永恒的神有一天走进人类的历史。
The everlasting God one day.Walk into the life of man.
我们今天认识他。
Today we meet him.
他是世人的救主。
He is the savior of all kind, all people.
他是主基督。
He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的名字叫做以马内利，我与你们同在。
His name is Emmanuel, God with us.
我如果今天愿意跟他说，我接受你成为我个人的救主。
If you wanted to tell him today and says, I do want to accept you as my savior.
当年你降生的时候，客店没有的地方。
When you were born, there was no room in the inn.
我的眼睛被开启。
My eyes are opened.
我的心为你打开。
My hearts are opened.
我心里面有空处为你。
I have a space for you, Lord.
他要进到你的里面。
He will enter your heart.
他要成为你的救主。
He will become your savior.
你看见了，你说荣耀归给你。
And when you see that, you said, "May glory be unto God."
你就成为一个神所喜悦的人，他把他平安注入在你的里面。
Then you will receive the favor of God's peace.
今天是一个圣诞节的主日。
Today is called Christmas Sunday.
他有没有诞生在你我的心里面？
Was he born in your and my heart?
他要赐的平安，您有没有份？
Are you part of the peace that he bestowed?
是您的决定。
It is your decision.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.